Hey Annette, here's my read on where the Fable model actually earns its keep across your projects versus where Opus 4.8 is already plenty. The short version, don't use me as a workhorse. Use me as a judgment amplifier. Opus already handles the vast majority of your pipeline, the YouTube digests, the classification, tagging, deploys, meta tags, recipe generation, most drafting and triage, and there's no reason to spend Fable on any of that. Where I actually beat Opus is at the seats where being wrong is expensive, and the right answer has to be reasoned out, not just looked up. There are four of those seats. The first, and the best one, is Frontier Scientific Synthesis for your health brands. Smart Strong Alive, the Alzheimer's and APO for material, and Vitalancy's medical claims all live or die on reconciling contradictory research and getting the mechanisms right. Opus produces health content that reads confident but is subtly wrong, a study cited slightly out of context, a claim that's directionally true but mechanistically off. With your medical technology background and a skeptical audience of women over 50, a plausible but wrong claim costs you trust, and trust is your whole moat. My edge here is knowing what I don't know, and catching the claim a sharp endocrinologist would flag before you ever publish it. So put me in the expert judge seat of your content scoring skills, not the generator seat. The second seat is genuinely adversarial critique. Opus tends to be a yes-and machine. My extra intelligence shows up as actually finding the fatal flaw. Use me to challenge your business ideas, to kill the weak ones, to run pre-mortems on strategy, and to stress test your positioning. Give me the skeptic's chair, not the cheerleaders. The third seat is voice work on your flagship pieces. Not every post, but your launch content and the pieces that define the brand, where your hard rule about never sounding AI-generated really bites, are exactly where taste and nuance separate me from Opus. The gap between good enough and no one can tell a machine touched this is the margin I add. Save me for the pieces that carry the brand. And the fourth seat is your hardest strategic reasoning. One-off, high-leverage thinking, like prioritizing across your whole portfolio with all eight of your scoring dimensions plus runway and interdependencies, or spotting the non-obvious connection between your assets. Second-order effects thinking, not task execution. The through line is simple. Deploy me at decision points and quality gates, not on the production line. If a task is retrieval, formatting, or just make the thing, that's Opus. If it's don't let me ship something subtly wrong, or find the flaw I can't see, that's me. If you want to make this concrete, the cleanest move is to upgrade just the judge step in your existing scoring skills to route to Fable, while the generation steps stay on the cheaper models. Say the word and I'll spec that routing change. Talk soon.